Now, the whole idea of museums and collecting has evolved and is still evolving. Ira Flatow is host of NPR's Science Friday and a Thursday guest here. Ira, welcome back to Day to Day.
Thank you.
You know, Ira, once I heard this story that about 100 years ago, these scientists from the Smithsonian heard that there were 8 elephant seals left in California. They thought these were the last 8 in the world. So they went out and they shot 7 of them to collect for the museum. That used to be what it was.
Yes, that's right. They used to go out. You see all these stuffed animals, you know, in museums around the world that were shot, and no thought was given to, hey, maybe we shouldn't be doing this. It was the hunt. You know, even one of our presidents, Teddy Roosevelt, was very famous for going out and publicly hunting wild animals in Africa and bringing back, the remains of his hunt. But today things have changed. Today you have cooperation, like we heard in that piece, cooperation between Native Americans, where some of this hunting in the United States has been going on, and museums that have found themselves enriched by what they find on Native American properties. For example, there's the biggest meteorite, the Willamette meteorite, that's on exhibit at the Museum of Natural History. The museum has reached an agreement a couple of years ago with the Confederate Tribes of the Grand Ronde Community of Oregon, in which they signed an agreement that would allow the meteorite to stay in the museum, even though they would admit that it belonged to the Willamette Tribe, and the tribe would have access to it each year to come and perform their ceremonies that involve the meteorite. When Mussolini was in power, he went into Ethiopia and seized the 1,700-year-old obelisk and stuck it right in the middle of Rome in a traffic circle, a polluted traffic circle now. And Ethiopia now has gotten, permission to bring it back, and the Italians are very, very ceremoniously packing it up, going to be moving it back to Ethiopia. So you have these instances all over the world. The history is written by conquerors, by the winners, and they take stuff with them when they leave. And so now you have some of the losers who are able to, the weaker parties are able to get their stuff back.
Do you think that we're come to a point where you would find important artifacts from, say, the Museum of Natural History or the Smithsonian, and I'm thinking of maybe Aztec figures or other things mm-hmm. from South and Central America, they might be reclaimed and go away.
I think there'll be more. I think there's more sensitivity toward who owns these things. And I think that you'll probably see more accommodations, either like the meteorite at the American Museum of Natural History, where they will stay there, but they'll be given credit for ownership. Or you might see the stuff come back in South America, where we're digging up lots of other artifacts and making accommodations to those countries in a modern way, maybe the trend of the future.
Ira Flatow, host of NPR's Science Friday, a regular Thursday guest on Day to Day. Thank you, Ira.
You're welcome.